My tour of the United States, the Fountain at the Center of the World tour, has involved a lot of listening to late night radio phoning shows in the Midwest. And there, my friends, is an education. Listening one night, woman called up, said, "I got all these Vietnamese moving into my neighborhood. I don't like it, too many of them. Vietnamese family living right next door to me. All these Vietnamese coming over here all the time. How would they feel if a whole bunch of Americans just decided to move into Vietnam?" "Where do you begin?" "How would they feel? How would they feel?" "Well, I imagine they'd probably just spend the next 10 years fighting a bitter defensive war, many of them living underground in a series of interconnected tunnels, and through a combination of military genius and ideological conviction, they achieve a spectacular victory over the greatest military superpower the world has ever known. But then the United States realizes that territory is lost militarily, it can still conquer economically, and so, using the IMF structural adjustment programs, they prize open the Vietnamese economy to transnational banks and corporations, thus triggering the financial crisis, which leads to the collapse of social welfare provisions, thereby causing doctors, nurses, and teachers to migrate to the United States and look for work in branches of Dunkin' Donuts, where they are paid wages so low they are forced to move in next door to ignorant white trash." Yes, I believe that would happen. I come home to England. I don't mean to be anti-American. I'm not anti-American. My grandfather, in fact, was an American GI killed in Hamburg at a Beatles gig. And get the tall fella over there. I come back to Blighty as well, and the first thing I hear on, I don't know what I was listening to, it, LBC News for London that day, but I was, and it was an absolute true thing. Remember when John Simpson nearly got blown up in Mosul, and he sent back that report, like, moments after it happened, to all the networks, saying, you know, about how the bomb fell so close he could read the markings on a shell casing. And now 1 minute everyone he knew was there, the next they're all dead, legs and arms flying past him. And he ended his report with the phrase, "It was a scene of horror." They cut back to the anchorwoman on LBC, and I swear this is true. She said, "OK, over to Sally at the travel desk now to find out if it's a scene of horror on the A406.